This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A third meeting of Israel's war cabinet set for Tuesday to decide on a response to Iran's first-ever direct attack was put off until Wednesday as Western allies eyed swift new sanctions against Tehran to help dissuade Israel from a major escalation. Israel's military chief of staff has promised Saturday night's launch of more than 300 missiles, cruise missiles, and drones from Iran at Israeli territory will be met with a response, but gave no details. Efforts to end wars in the Middle East and Ukraine is expected to dominate this week's meeting of Group of Seven foreign ministers. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The island of Capri is beefing up security measures on Tuesday ahead of the G7 foreign ministers meeting. Host Italy's top diplomat Antonio Tajani said on Monday that efforts to end wars in the Middle East and Ukraine will dominate the meeting.
We are united. This is crucial.
The ministers from major Western powers will present a united front in demanding a ceasefire in Gaza and a de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Iran.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Relatives on Tuesday urged foreign diplomats to pressure the Israeli government to secure a deal for the release of hostages remaining in Gaza.
How will you face the severe criticism over this war back home when you don't have a proper answer as to where it's going?
Yudi Gorin, whose cousin was believed to be killed on October 7th and his body held captive by Hamas in the Gaza Strip. After 6 months of fighting, there's still no sign of any breakthrough in U.S.-backed talks led by Qatar and Egypt to clinch a ceasefire deal in Gaza.